From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. As violence continues on the streets of Israel, so does talk in Germany. In Israel, a Jewish man was shot and killed in a scuffle with Israeli soldiers who suspected he was a Palestinian attacker, according to police, and a reflection of the jittery mood that has gripped Israelis amid a spate of near-daily stabbings. The shooting came as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in Germany for talks with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on how to restore calm. Kerry is set to meet with the Palestinians this weekend. A police spokesman said soldiers deployed in Jerusalem demanded late Wednesday that the man show them his ID. The man refused, scuffled with the soldiers, and then attempted to seize one of their weapons. A private security guard nearby shot the man, and one soldier also opened fire. The man later died of his wounds. On those diplomatic efforts, they kicked off in a bid to quell the violence. Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Thursday in Germany. Netanyahu said the violence in his country lies at the feet of what he calls lies spoken by Palestinian leaders. He called for help.
I think it's time for the international community to say clearly to President Abbas, stop spreading lies about Israel. Lies that Israel wants to change the status quo on the Temple Mount. Lies that Israel wants to tear down the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and lies that Israel is executing Palestinians. All of that is false.
Kerry also condemned what he referred to as Palestinian incitement and said he hoped their meeting would help settle on the steps that will be taken that take us beyond the condemnation and beyond the rhetoric, is what the U.S. Secretary of State said. Kerry again is scheduled to meet with Palestinian President Abbas in Jordan this weekend. This is VOA News.